Chapter 4. Rumors. Even I had never forgotten King Irontooth's words. "Why have you done this to yourself, even I?" Those words haunted him. The memory of Irontooth haunted him, and the sculpture of Irontooth standing right outside of his courtroom haunted him. It had been 15 years since even I had killed Irontooth, but those words stayed as fresh as if they had just been spoken. Why had he done it? Back then, even I had been so sure of his convictions, so sure that his motives were just. But from time to time, he doubted himself and those decisions. He had taken another bear's life. Yes, it had been legal, but was it necessary? Was it just? He had disagreed with Irontooth, and had been backed into a corner. It was Irontooth or the boy. But was it? Even the bears of the kingdom had these questions. No one brought them to Even Eye now that he was king, but Even Eye was no fool. He heard the rumors. No one was displeased with how Even Eye ruled the kingdom, but some questioned his motives. Many more questioned his plan for the boy. An ambassador of peace? Was it madness? Was he forcing a horrible fate onto the boy? Was he forcing a horrible fate onto his kingdom? The bears had accepted the boy, or at least the majority had, and as king, Even I was able to provide him with everything a child could need. But the boy was grown now, and his fate was almost upon him. A fate Even I had sentenced him to when he had killed Irontooth. Even I felt the boy was still too young, but the questions had already begun. When, his advisors had asked him on different occasions. When would Even I's plan for peace begin? When would the boy be ready? The truth was that Even I didn't know, and he was afraid the kingdom might force his decision before he had made up his own mind. Even I thought back to those first few years after the ritual. They had been some of the happiest in his life, he and Goldenheart playing with the boy and enjoying the leisure of being royalty. It had all seemed like such a dream. Lately, however, it seemed like sand falling through an hourglass. He could even pinpoint the exact moment that had shattered his perfect little dream world because it had broken his heart. "Father, why am I different?" Even now, when Even I remembered it, his chest would tighten. What had he done? To what horrible fate had he damned this boy? The boy's entire world was the bear's. Yet if he stayed in the kingdom, he would grow to be an incomplete man, never knowing the love of a woman or the miracle of seeing his own children. He would never completely fit. Yet if he left the kingdom for the world of humans, he would be a man with no past and no one to help him. Would he even fit in human society, having been raised by bears? His only hope rested on Even Eye's plan for peace. Even Eye had put this boy's only hope in a society that was both bear and human, and it scared him to pieces. Even Eye sat next to Evercloud in the castle tower, looking out over the kingdom with the Everflame burning directly behind them. Both father and son would come to the top of the tower to meditate or speak to each other. It was something they had been doing together for a while now. Evening was upon them, and the sky was shades of pink and violet, its hues becoming cooler as time passed. Even I had had enough of his own thoughts, and decided he'd like to hear about his son's day. He looked over at the young man, his long matted hair hanging around his bare shoulders. Evercloud wore leather pants and shoes, but the bears hadn't seen the use for anything else during warm weather. "Evercloud," Even I said, "what happened today that made you ask about your name earlier?"
"Oh, nothing much," Evercloud replied. "Riverpaw and I were discussing names, and I realized I didn't know how I had received mine. I think I had always assumed it was because my skin is pale compared with a bear's fur, like the clouds are paler than the sky. But after Winter Sun said it was because I had clouds for brains, Riverpaw and I began thinking on it."
"Why would Winter Sun say that of you?" Even I asked.
"Only because I told him his true name was Fishface," Evercloud answered.
"And why would you do that?"
"Because he said Riverpaw played John Ball like a female, which was only Winter Sun being sore, as Riverpaw and I had just won a match against him in Redcoat."
Even I chuckled heartily. "I'm glad to see you getting on well with your friends."
Evercloud smiled and climbed to his feet.
"Father,
I've been meaning to ask you if Uncle White Claw might teach Riverpaw and I to night fish sometime. We're both very eager to learn.
So it would seem, White Claw said as he entered the room. Riverpaw just asked me the very same question only an hour ago. I told him yes on the condition that the two of you continue to achieve high marks in your studies.
Of course, Uncle, Evercloud said brightly. Thank you.
All right, White Claw said. Now run and tell your mother the king is needed for an emergency meeting, and it might take a while.
Yes, Uncle, Evercloud said
his goodbyes and left the room. Emergency meeting? Even I asked.
Yes, White Claw said. I have the rest of the advisors assembled. We shouldn't waste time.
Even I stood up and followed White Claw down the tower steps. He knew what this meeting would be about. Even I had been expecting it for some time. His advisors were going to demand action on the plan for peace, or at least a timetable. Even I didn't want to think about it. So as he and White Claw made their way to the advising room, he figured he would lighten the mood with talk of their sons. White Claw had married soon after the ritual, and his wife, Autumn Breeze, had given birth to Riverpaw not long after.
Did you hear? Even I asked. Our sons won a John Ball match today.
No, White Claw said. But I can't say I'm surprised.
Yes, even I said. I should send a gift to Winter Sun's and Redcoat's parents for teaching their sons to be good sports, taking it easy on a lesser opponent. My son is lucky to have such kind friends.
White Claw looked at his friend in confusion.
Even I, when was the last time you watched Evercloud play John Ball?
Well, even I hesitated.
I suppose it has been a while.
Why?
Well, first off, White Claw began, your boy is as large and capable a man as I have ever seen. Should he walk into a human village right now, they just might mistake him for a bear. Secondly, I assure you no one is taking it easy on him. He is a very good player.
Even I beamed.
Well, I'll have to make time to see him play.
The bears had reached their destination and entered the room. All the advisors were seated around the table, and Even Eye and White Claw took their places among them. Even Eye didn't wait before speaking.
All right, he said. I already know what this is about, and I would ask you to have a little more faith in my ability to know when the time is right.
Your Highness, interjected Oak Tongue, a small brown bear with a nasally voice. I don't think this meeting is about what you think it's about.
Yes, Forest Moon added. This meeting has been called to address a rumor coming from outside the kingdom.
Even I looked at his five advisors quizzically. This was definitely not what he expected, and he was not prepared.
Sire, said White Claw, who always addressed Even I more formally in front of others, we have reason to believe one of the ancients has returned to our world.
You can't be serious, Even I replied. What evidence do we have of this?
Not a lot, Oak Tongue answered. Just a rumor, really. But the rumor has spread. Our scouts have heard the same rumor in the north of Ephemeraea, as well in the south, and it would seem the rumor originates in the west.
Grey Mountain was located in the middle of the land of Ephemeraea. Even I knew it was uncommon to hear the same news over such a vast area, unless there was some validity to it.
Well, Even I said with a shrug, continue.
The rumor is this, Oak Tongue said. A footprint has been found around the White Mountains. The footprint of a giant griffin, to be exact.
Tenturo, Even I muttered.
Yes, sire, Oak Tongue said. It would seem so.
A vast span of time had passed since the ancients had been a part of the world. It had been so long that some bears believed the ancients to be nothing more than fiction created by the elder bears. Even I felt this rumor seemed fantastical.
I do appreciate being informed, Even I said, and I would like to be updated with any new information that may arise. But I hardly see why I have been called to an emergency meeting that has me missing dinner with my family. I cannot justify taking action on a rumor, even if it is concerning the ancients. Please, tell me you weren't expecting me to take a rumor as face value.
No, my king, White Claw said, not exactly. We did not expect you to believe the rumor.
Yet this rumor, true or false, creates an issue we need to address, namely, the effect it will have on Evercloud. Oh, I see. Even I stood up and paced the room for a moment. The other bears didn't dare interrupt him, as they knew this was a delicate matter. However, even I didn't take long to come to his decision.
Send for the boy.
Excuse me, sire?
Forest Moon asked.
You heard me, the king said. Have a guard retrieve Evercloud. It's time he be told everything.